It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Glad to welcome you into a very busy Wednesday. We've got a lot straight ahead for you. New York's favorite billionaire will be with us, John Catsimatidis. We'll take a look at one parenting tip that will help you, but we've got our ladies on all that's going on in breaking news. Kristen B. Tate and Kelsey Bowler kicking things off right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States. And we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
All right, she didn't say... She didn't say impeachment. She didn't say the I word. But you know that pressure is building on Nancy Pelosi behind closed doors to get there little by little every day. There's a little bit more complaining and grousing about by the members of the House of Representatives to try to get her to go down that road. And she's done her best to try to stay away from it. But is she moving in that direction? Does that comment there seem to indicate it? Quote, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. Welcome into Wednesday. We've got a lot to get to. If you are a first-time listener and you saw me on Dana Perino earlier this afternoon, thank you. Welcome to you as well. Kelsey Bowler is a fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, and she's also a reporter for the Daily Signal, part of the Heritage Foundation. She's a writer for The Federalist, does a podcast for them called Problematic Women. And when she's got nothing else going on, she's a contributor to Kevin McCullough Radio on Wednesdays. Kelsey, welcome back. Happy midweek to you. It's good to have you.
It's great to be here.
So you hear Nancy Pelosi's own words there, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. How does this play on two levels? One, with her base, who seem to rabidly want this, and number two, to the poll that the president cited yesterday saying 63% of Americans don't want to go down one more step of this road. Where do you see this going, Kelsey?
Well, you have to have some sympathy for Nancy Pelosi. She's in a difficult position where the radical members of her caucus want to impeach the president, and they will stop at nothing to get there. But Nancy Pelosi is also been around a while. She's well aware of the polling that does suggest that the majority of Americans do not want to go down the path of impeachment. And so she's trying to, again, toe the line between these two factions. And I don't know how she's going to do it. Eventually, she's going to have to pick a side. She is getting closer to the impeachment side based on that remark. But she is down. She's still down the middle, trying to appease both sides. And I think as a result, both sides are getting extremely frustrated with her.
Yeah. Well, and I think that she and Steny Hoyer, to be candid, are a little bit they're just gobsmacked. They don't really know what to do because it is almost probably electoral defeat certainty if they push for this, especially at this late date heading into, you'd think if they were going to impeach, they would get past this next election and then do it. That's generally when impeachments have taken place. But it seems like hell hath no fury, like a field of 24 Democratic candidates.
Right. The party is really being controlled by this small minority of Democrats who do want to pursue impeachment. And Nancy Pelosi knows that you can't have it both ways. If Democrats put impeachment on the table, that is all that's on the table. They are not going to be able to pursue a genuine legislative agenda. And you know, that could be extremely problematic for Democrats facing re-election, because at the end of the day, impeachment really only plays to the voters who really have it out for President Donald Trump, which, again, is not even the majority of the Democrat base. It's,
right.
it's a minority of that base. They're just a very loud and vocal minority. And so ignoring the pursuit of legislation that can actually improve those voters' lives would be very damaging in a lot of ways. It shows where the Democrats' priorities are. They're not interested in beating President Trump in the marketplace for ideas. All they want to do is beat him through these, you know, phony investigations that really are just dividing their country more and more and are not helpful to anybody who wants to improve Americans' lives.
No, I think that's very well said. And as a matter of fact, you know, it's kind of interesting because it's you do have the committee chairs that are like probably where most of this noise is coming from. But you've got another element of Pelosi's base, which are the freshmen that have been completely unable to be controlled. AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. And it seems like Nancy's not got her caucus under control, Kelsey. It's like they're all out there doing kind of whatever comes to mind. And it seems like she's kind of the mother hen saying, guys, we have an election coming up in just a little over a year. Like, I really do feel bad for her in some sense.
Exactly. I was just going to say that is why, you know, I actually have some sympathy for her, despite me disagreeing with her on just about everything legislatively. You know, she really does have a tough job with these new, very loud and vocal and radical socialist members of her party who are not getting on board with her agenda. And I think if it really were up to Nancy Pelosi, she wouldn't be pursuing impeachment. She would be pursuing legislation.
Right.
But the question is the rest of the party going to
get
in line with that? And thus far, the answer is no.
She can't get anybody in her house to propose legislation except stuff to impeach the president. Well, let's go on the 2020 field for a second. I ended the show with this yesterday, but you did a little more reporting on it in today's Bright Email. Senator Kamala Harris, big time proponent of gender pay gap equity, right?
Well, that's what she claims. But interestingly enough, the Washington Free Beacon, have to give them a lot of credit for this, did an analysis into how her staff on the Hill gets paid and also how the staff on her campaign get paid. And they found that, you know, women are actually making less. So what happened, making less than men. So what happened is Kamala Harris proposed this radical new gender wage gap proposal, which, of course, I'm sure most of your listeners know that gender wage gap is a myth. It's really a gender choice gap with women making different choices about their hours and flexibility in the workplace.
Right.
But yeah, she proposed this very radical new plan where companies would face a 1% profit fine for every 1% wage gap that they allow to exist. And that ultimately would punish women. I mean, it would punish Kamala Harris's Hill office and her campaign as of now, because men and women are not being paid completely equally on those regards. But more importantly, if you think about it, you know, if you're a woman in a workplace and you go to your employer and say, hey, I maybe want to cut my work down to 80% because I have young children at home and want to take Fridays off. Well, you asking them to take a cut in your salary is going to look like a gender wage gap on the surface when it comes to this legislation that Kamala Harris is proposing. And this is why it is so dangerous to women's interests, because women do want, we know from polling after polling that women do make different choices when it comes to the workplace. And this legislation basically would make that illegal, and it would ultimately punish women. And I think women would be faced with a more radical choice of, well, do I want to work full time or not at all?
Yeah.
Which I think would be extremely unfortunate.
Well, it is very interesting that the hypocrisy runneth so deep in Camp Kamala. But we'll see how she responds to it. She's not responded to the report yet, has she?
No, to the Washington Free Beacon report right. about her disparity in her own offices with the gender wage gap. No, she has not responded. I think that's a very inconvenient report for her to respond to, but I think she should have to answer to it. I mean, I hope the media is willing to ask her this basic question if she's proposing legislation that that would make it, you know, this illegal.
Yeah. Well, friends, read more about that in the Bright email today. If you're not getting it, get brightemail.com and start getting Kelsey's edited version on Wednesday. Different editor every morning. They say it's just for women, but you can learn a lot even if you're a guy and reading it. I'm a big proponent of it. And she's got some other good stuff in there, too. We didn't have time to get to Sheryl Sandberg's latest, but maybe we'll talk about that again in the future, Kelsey, because she's responded to this can't have dinner with a woman, don't have dinner with a man kind of idea in the workplace. But, Kelsey, always appreciate your time. The Federalist, The Daily Signal, Independent Women's Forum, and every Wednesday right here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Kelsey Bowler, thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, that tax watchdog who watches them like no other, Kristen B. Tate, joins us. And a little bit later on, John Catsimatidis. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at some real heavy volume here across the Hudson River at the Holland Tunnel. 40 minutes going back to New Jersey, about 5 to 10 on the city-bound side. 15 minutes each way at the Lincoln Tunnel, but we're getting word of a broken-down car approaching the toll plaza at the very bottom of the helix along the right side of the roadway. Citybound GW Bridge upstairs just before the toll plaza crash cleared, about a 20-minute delay into the upper-level toll plaza. Lower level is actually a pretty good ride for you. On the parkway in New Jersey, traveling northbound with slow Union tolls up towards exit 148, southbound slows Essex tolls down to 145, and again 143 down towards 138 were slow. And the turnpike southbound Western Spur is going to be slow, 18W to 15W. Southbound Eastern Spur heavy 16E down towards 15X. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway, that's going to be a slow ride from the 70s right up to the George Washington Bridge. Riverside Drive a little better for you. FDR is not a little better. We're jammed up from the Williamsburg Bridge up to the GW Bridge heading uptown. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to talk to you about coating your home or business with Rhino Shield. It's a ceramic coating that goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, or whatever coating you presently have. A Rhino Shield process reflects UV rays, saving energy on both cooling and heating of your home or business, saving you money for years to come. Stop throwing away money every 5 years on a needed paint job. Is your commercial building or home in need of repointing brick? Do you have cracks or peeling stucco? Susan's team cleans and repairs the brick, adds a waterproof adhesive primer sealer and ceramic top coat that insulates and waterproofs, and it's done one time. You'll get a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. Go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Read about this unique process and set up a free estimate. rhinoshieldofny.com. Call Susan at 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Over the weekend, we had some, you know, back and forth weather and some big lightning storms on Sunday night. And I was just thankful because as I was laying there hearing all this stuff going on outside, my brain was able to get into deep Delta sleep. And part of that is because I'm a MyPillow guy. Everything on my bed is MyPillow. The bed topper, the Giza sheets, even, of course, the premium MyPillows, which Mike Lindell called into this radio show and said, hey, I want to offer them for the lowest price I've ever offered them before. Did you hear that day when he said that? Right now, you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's individually $34.99 per pillow. This is by far the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. The MyPillow is awesome. Stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made entirely in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I didn't think so. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio and TV. and it's only good when you call 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use my promo code KMC.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com. Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
There is no basis whatsoever for impeachment. The Mueller report was conclusive. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. And it's time to move forward and get all some right. stuff done.
So says 63% of the American people, but that's not stopping Nancy. Nancy earlier today. Do we have it? Do we have Nancy? Let's hear what Nancy said.
We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States. And we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
And engaged in a cover-up. In a cover-up. She had to say it two or three, four, five, six times because she can't just say it once. Kristen B. Tate rejoins us, columnist for The Hill, best-selling author, two times over at this point, but probably within a year from now, three-time best-selling author by that point in time. And Kristen, it's good to have you back. Happy Wednesday to you. Let's just start there. Nancy, and I just asked Kelsey Bowler about this from the Daily Signal, but she's inching her way closer because she can't control her own caucus.
Hey, Kevin, happy Wednesday. Always love being with you. Yeah, no, Nancy Pelosi, I think, is in a really a very bad position right now because she kind of has to keep both wings of her party engaged and not angry. So she has the moderates and the establishment Dems who understand full well that impeachment would be a huge disaster for the Democrats and backfire terribly and probably end up helping Trump. But then she has, you know, these young progressives who have essentially hijacked the messaging of the Democratic Party who are saying, no, we need to move forward with impeachment right now. So the only way that she can really hold these two groups together is by kind of hinting at impeachment without saying it, because it kind of keeps the far left hopeful that it could happen while it doesn't completely freak out the Dems who are smart enough to understand what a political disaster it would be.
Yeah, it is a comedy of errors to watch the Democratic Party operate right now. And it's going to be even more interesting in the days to come because, as you pointed out on Twitter today, or a couple of days ago, Bernie and AOC have introduced a plan that they claim is going to help the poor that actually is going to hurt them more. Explain how.
Yeah, so they want to cap credit card interest rates at 15%. And of course, to most people who don't understand why this is detrimental, they think, oh, this sounds great. Why should I pay high interest rates? Well, here's exactly why. If you cap credit card interest rates, credit card companies will stop issuing cards to high-risk people. High-risk people are people with bad credit. Credit limits are essentially a way to build in risk. So if you know somebody's less likely to pay their bills, you give them higher interest rates. So this bill actually would hurt the people that AOC and Bernie claim to want to help, which is poor people who tend to have you know, bad credit. Now, I will say, Kevin, I think there's a chance that if the left ever passed something like this, the next step for them would be to say, oh, well, now we're going to force credit card companies to give cheap debt to everyone and anyone, which, of course, would be a massive disaster. We saw what happened when banks were forced to give mortgages to people who couldn't afford them a couple of years ago. It was a massive financial disaster. But this is the way the left operates. They have no faith in the free market, and they're continuously, trying to fool their low information voters with sound bites that sound really great, but actually hurt those same voters.
Yeah. Let's stay on the 2020 trail for a second. I haven't talked about this week, but Buttigieg on the Fox News platform this week, and people like Brit Hume and others coming out saying, you know, he's an impressive candidate, maybe the most impressive since Barack Obama. That was Brit Hume's take, not mine. What do you make of where he's at in this right now? Because Biden and Bernie seem to have the kind of the top tier wrapped up, as far as I can tell.
Buttigieg, in my opinion, is basically a Bernie Sanders being expressed in a polished way. It's very dangerous. He expresses very far left wing and really radical policies in a way that makes people feel more comfortable with those policies because he comes off as really tempered and moderate. But make no mistake, he is not moderate. Joe Biden would be a lot more moderate than Pete Buttigieg. And frankly, Buttigieg really doesn't have any real accomplishments to run on. He's a great speaker. He might have a political future, but it seems to me like this is a little too early for him to be running for president. I mean,
yeah.
He's only been mayor of a small city, and his track record there really isn't very good in South Bend.
Well, haven't we seen this movie before? Wasn't it the Beto O'Rourke Senate campaign 2 years ago?
Yeah, you know, Beto O'Rourke.
And didn't we see that before? Wasn't that Obama, like, you know, running? Like, you talk about inexperienced guys that don't have a resume, and you're running against Dr. I Did It for the incumbent.
Well, I would say it would be a very interesting debate between Buttigieg and Trump, because I think Trump could really demolish him. But I just want to real quickly say about Beto, man, he has fizzled out. And I think the reason he got so much attention in Texas is just because anyone running against Ted Cruz would have gotten so much attention and glowing media coverage. I mean, a ham sandwich could have run against Ted Cruz.
He was foolish enough to believe his own press.
Right. I think Buttigieg came off impressive in terms of his appearance and his, the way he presented himself in the Fox News town hall. But in terms of ideology, he's really not much different from Bernie.
Yeah. Well, and you look at all the top tier guys. I mean, Biden is really the only kind of non-progressive that's in the field, even though he's got a lot of progressive policies and tendencies in terms of where he's at. But, you know, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, is there an ounce of difference really between any of them that, you know, that anyone can really tell? I mean, you can get into the policy weeds and say, well, your tax inflation rate is this percent and his is that one. But I mean, at the end of the day, they all want progressive policies, punitive taxes, government bigger and bigger, and they want to take individual and conscience rights away from the individual citizen.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They all want Medicare or some version of Medicare for all, free college. I do think Joe Biden would be a little more moderate, but when you have the Democrats controlling the House and, God forbid, the Senate, I'm not sure his moderation will really even be noticed.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to hold up. Yeah, and I still don't think he's going to be the nominee. I mean, even, I know the polling says I'm wrong. Polling said I was wrong in 2016, too, and, you know, a man named Donald Trump is now president. So it's
exactly
I'll take
right.
on the polls anytime. Hey, Kristen, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Reader in the Hill. She's got a new piece coming out this Sunday. You'll want to get that, of course, buy all of her books and visit her website, KristenBTate.com. Coming up, Shelley Goldberg. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have sunshine and we're holding steady at 73 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, the Democrats in the New York State Assembly have approved a bill that would allow Congress access to President Trump's New York State tax return. The bill would authorize the State Department of Taxation and Finance to share the information with congressional committees as long as there's a legitimate legislative purpose. The Senate passed the measure earlier this month. It now goes to Governor Cuomo's desk, and he has indicated he will sign it. U.S. Navy ships and Coast Guard cutters are here in New York City for the annual Fleet Week. Here's Scott Pringle with more.
Well, folks watching the Navy ships and Coast Guard cutters cruising up the Hudson River here.
I think it's great that we're showcasing everything to the nation, and everybody's going to get a chance to be real proud of our nation's military and the Navy.
The highlight, the giant USS New York. That one and many others available for tours.
So come on, take a walk through the ship, see what we got to offer and how we live our life on the ship on a day-to-day basis.
That's First Class Officer Evans, one of several thousand sailors, Marines, and Coast Guard members in town for Fleet Week. Lots of activities, including search and rescue demonstrations, a pull-up competition, and a Navy band concert. Aboard the USS Intrepid, Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees take on the Orioles in Baltimore tonight. The Mets host the Nationals at Citi Field. Taking a look at the traffic, eastbound Staten Island Expressway just before 440. That's an accident being cleared. Stays heavy out towards Slauson Avenue with a collision. Westbound jammed up, starting at the Verrazano Bridge and taking us right across the 440. Not a bad ride with the Gothels Bridge, the Outer Bridge Crossing, or the Bayonne Bridge. Verrazano Bride heavy back into Staten Island. On the Gowanus BQE combination, we're jammed from the Belt Parkway right up and on to the BQE, heading eastbound, and stays heavy all the way up to the LIE. There's a crash westbound at the Kosciuszko Bridge, another one right by McGinnis-Humble, and a third by the Williamsburg Bridge. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance of a shower overnight, low 58, clouds with showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, high 72. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Back in 2010, laws were passed by these United States and the government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to take portions of your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts. Yes, I said your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts. Sounds scary, and it is. And this has already been done in eight countries in the last 7 years. It's called the bail-in. Get the facts by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In and see how all this was set up to help manage the out-of-control national debt that's only gotten worse. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing some of those funds into metals that you can own and hold. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have the peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 and request the coming bail-in white paper. 844-604-2575 or visit landmarkgold.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and you just don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be that you're just not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. You've heard me talking about them. You've heard me telling you how much they make a difference in my life. Not only have they given me extraordinary amounts of energy, but they've also helped me not get, for instance, seasonal bronchitis every time the weather changes like I used to get for years. I've been 3 years clear now completely. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. It's whole food, plant, fruit, and vegetable material in a veggie capsule. And once you start taking them, you're going to feel great. And through Memorial Day weekend, you can get the $20 discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, with this special radio offer, it will only be available through Memorial Day weekend, May 27th. So here's what you do. You call 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. But you must use the discount code, The Answer, to get that discount. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com. She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so glad to have you with us. And I always look forward to Wednesdays because I think that we are helping you with this one little timeout that we take on Wednesday afternoons to do a few minutes on one idea, one tip, one what we call hack in the new technology economy. But a way of shortcutting the parenting process to help you get a better handle on it on some level. And Shelley Goldberg, who reported on parenting issues for New York One for years, has been kind enough to join us once again. And Shelley, it's interesting. You send me your topic sometimes earlier in the day, and I was thinking about this one, and I think I'm really going to like it. But you're going to basically tell us why there are benefits in not sending our kids to the big expensive university as soon as they finish high school.
Yes, there's definitely a case to be made for sending your kid to a community college. Now, first of all, Kevin, in terms of tuition, I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, this is the best deal in town. I think it's about $3,000 a year compared to these enormous prices and student loans, all the stress that a family's going to have. So there's less debt, there's less family stress. So just in terms of tuition alone, it's a great opportunity and a great choice.
Right.
So that's number one. But there are so many others. So, look, everything that I see and hear on the news, everything that I hear on your show, all of us as parents and grandparents are really concerned about the brainwashing. I mean, what goes on the college campuses today? So instead of sending your kids far away to a four-year college that's going to put you and your child in debt, the advantages of a community college are the following. Number one, your child might not be academically ready for a four-year college, meaning they might not have the grades or the SAT scores. So, Kevin, think of a community college as a do-over. This is a great chance to improve academically, you know, and then you can transfer. You can transfer after a year or 2 years. You just want to check, because every school is different, to make sure that the credits will go over seamlessly
right.
to the four-year college.
Of course.
Your child might not be socially ready, Kevin. You know, there are a lot of kids who just are not ready to leave home. And they do better in a smaller, more nurturing community than a big environment that you often find in a four-year college. Then there are kids that really have a lot of obligations. And I was one of those kids. And I went to a community college for the first year. I was working two jobs. I was helping my parents. You know, there were so many things that my parents and my family needed help with. I was rushing to an internship and literally to two jobs. So community colleges give kids the opportunity to live at home, help mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, and to keep that job that the family might need.
Right.
Also, the programs, Kevin, in the community colleges often are real-life skill teaching. They're hands-on experience, and kids can graduate with a degree in an occupational program like computers or nursing or dental hygienist. There's also the associates, the AA, the associates in arts degree, which is the more academic curriculum. But very often you can leave the community college with a skill that will get you a job that will pay you real money. Another plus, in a community college, there's flexibility in terms of the course load. You can take a few classes and go to that job you might need. In a four-year school, you have to take a full program.
Yep, that's true.
And you can also try so many different things. You can try a business class and find out it's not for you. You can try a nursing class and find out it's not for you. You can't do that in a four-year school. It's going to cost your family and you a fortune, and you might not even be able to cross over to another school within the university. So there's so much flexibility. And I also think that parents, if your child's going to a community college, parents have more insight into the curriculum. And you really know what the heck is going on and what they're feeding your child into his or her brain. And I think in today's world, that's a good thing to be able to know that.
Yeah, I don't think you can be too careful about stuff like that. So that's really all well said, Shelley. And friends, again, some of the reasons: academically, socially, obligations, programs, course load, flexibility, try a major, etc. These are all solid reasons. And if you want to re-listen to this segment, feel free to get it on the podcast page, because all of Shelley's stuff is really good. And again, another very, very helpful installment of the Parenting Express today, Shelley Goldberg. Any last thought before we go?
Yes, to know that I think something like 45% of graduates of four-year school have gone to a community college before they got to that four-year school. So a lot of kids do it, and it's definitely something to put on your explore list.
Yeah, at least to check it out. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I'd like to talk to you about coating your home or business with Rhino Shield. Whether you're a homeowner or have a commercial property, this process has unique benefits to you that paint can't stand up to. It's a waterproof shield. It goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, or whatever coating you presently have. The Rhino Shield ceramic coating system keeps moisture from penetrating your masonry walls. It keeps the inside of your home dry and mold-free. Rhino Shield gives you a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, fading. So stop throwing away the money every 5 years on a paint job. Go to the website, set up a free estimate at rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhinoshieldofny.com. Your house or business will look like you just had a new paint job and it lasts a lifetime. Rhino Shield, 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. Hi, Kevin McCullough. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585 and let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit reclaimnynow.org/congestionpricing. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer. This is a message to business owners. The strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally, everywhere, with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that easily takes your business beyond its four walls, putting your message on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. Your digital ad virtually puts them into your store in front of your products. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Call us at Salem Surround for a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggested ideas that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. Everywhere I go, I say, use it all. He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
They have to try to win again in 2020, and impeachment won't help that.
Nancy Pelosi is a prophetess without a home. You've got someone who's trying to head up a party that can't even define what the party's
about. So interesting.
Yeah, no, that's really true. That was my own words from Fox News earlier today. Thank you, Mr. Alex, for getting those. But it's true. Nancy Pelosi is she's a prophet without a country right now, because her own party is like going in three different directions and she's trying to hold it all together with duct tape and baling wire. John Catsimatidis knows a little something about multitasking. What would be your number one piece of advice to Nancy Pelosi to try to make her job easier these days?
Didn't she pass when she was elected speaker?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, isn't it a 2-year term without the chance of being overturned? Wasn't that provision in her passing to become speaker? I specifically remember that.
That she would become speaker for 2 years?
Yes, and no chance of being overturned.
I don't know.
So now the question is, why is she appealing to everybody? Why is she worried about every side?
Well, I think she wants to try to win a presidential race. And I think she's got her work cut out for her because I don't think she has the base of her own party together.
Has anybody ever seen the Democratic National Committee chairman? What's his name? Perez? Have you seen him? I haven't seen him.
No, but I've seen Matt Wanting down the hallway.
Ex-officio member.
That's right. Hey, let me ask you about this, though, because she comes out and goes, oh, he's involved in a cover-up. The president immediately bites back and says, I don't do cover-ups. And then went on to say, I wanted to do infrastructure, and this is something we could have done together. But as they're going to involve this stuff.
I know Nancy Pelosi for 30 years, 40 years, and it's an outright lie. What they're doing is the big lie. If you tell a lie enough times, people are going to start to believe it.
Yeah.
And all they have to do, they're going to go nowhere for the next 2 years. All they have to do, let's move America forward. Sit down at the same table and make a deal. Make a deal for America. We need infrastructure. Make a deal for America.
Yeah, no, I like that. And, of course, that has big ramifications for us in the New York area because it looks like some of our big projects that need to get done are not going to get done.
Nothing's going to get done. They come up with excuses all the time on why it's not going to get done. It's, for instance, a couple of weeks ago, the fact that Florida is not getting any money for the hurricane they had. And Rick Scott was on the radio and says, Florida needs the money. And my friend Senator Schumer calls in during the show. And he says, well, if you give us the money for Puerto Rico, we'll give you the money for Florida. So there's always an argument. Let's stop arguing. Why can't we just take care of business?
No, that's true. All right, let me shift gears a little bit because those are good points, John. There's two really sad stories, or one really sad story, one very interesting story. But I don't think you and I have ever talked about UFOs, but the Pentagon admitted today that they have actually been investigating UFOs for years, and this evidently was a big bombshell of an announcement. What do you make of that?
They're not telling you even half the truth.
But the fact that they even admitted that they are investigating them is something they've always.
There is something out there, a president once told me.
Okay.
I won't tell you which one. I've known a few. The craft that we have encountered, which is an affirmative, the craft we have encountered is not inconsistent with interplanetary travel.
Wow.
And then when I came back and I checked the conversation with my friend, the admiral, who was in charge of the whole North Atlantic, and he was a little bit taken back. And he says to me, I've seen. This guy's in charge of the whole North Atlantic. I've seen craft. And then he made an indication and took his fingers and rubbed it over his hand. He says, but I've never seen skin. In other words, he's seen craft, but he has never seen
creatures. Okay, gotcha. Well, they made that admission today. And then this story really got me. And I know that you're an animal lover, but evidently a woman, and I'm trying to figure out where she's from, who had a completely healthy dog, dies, but in her will, evidently she left it that she didn't want the dog to be burdened, so she had him euthanized. Completely healthy dog, had him euthanized simply because she passed away. It was a Virginia woman, so that he could be buried with her as part of her last will and testament. That's just creepy.
I think it's crazy. I love animals, and she should have made arrangements for the dog to go some other relative or friend. And look, animals deserve their rights, too. They deserve to live.
Well, I know that that's important to you. And you know, to be candid, yeah, there may be problems with, you know, too many strays and that sort of thing, but taking a perfectly healthy dog that's been well cared for and euthanizing it just so it can be buried with you, there's something wrong with that.
That is something wrong.
Anyway, so on the big Cats at Night show, which if you're in New York City or in the tri-state area, and if you're listening anywhere else online, feel free to stay with us. After the top of the hour, John Catsimatidis and company always has a big room full of experts and people and voices and so forth. And tonight we're talking to Cy Vance. Now, people, he's got a lot of interesting positions on some of the things that are pressing on us mostly. But right now, the marijuana issue seems to be one that is really...
We're going to have the district attorney, or attorney general, I'm not sure, from Colorado, which... marijuana has been legalized.
D.A. Michael Dougherty.
And he used to work for Mr. Morgenthau in New York.
Okay.
So he knows Cy Vance and he knows New York. And he's going to talk about
what's happened
the experiences
there.
in Colorado. And also, Cy Vance is going to be in
studio.
And we're going to have Kerry Kennedy, who's been supporting making bail. She's going to call in and we're going to see about all the bails that people have put up money to let those people out, how it's working out.
Yeah. That's all straight ahead. That's Cats at Night, and that's only here in New York on AM 970 The Answer, but you can also get it online at am970theanswer.com. Coming back from this break, my final thoughts for the day. Don't go away.
Well, if there's one issue that is near and dear to our heart here on the Cats Roundtable, it's the issue of veteran suicide. We've done a lot to try and raise awareness for the treatment of veterans and done a lot to try and address some concerns about why veteran health care isn't what it should be. There are 22 veterans a day that kill themselves. 140,000 veterans have died at their own hand since September 11th. Think about that. 140,000. That is twice the number that was killed in the Vietnam War. Now, we the people can't stand around and let this happen any longer. We can make a difference. The answer is the Gold Shield. If you're a merchant, large or small, become a Gold Shield member today. All you have to do is pledge to make a tax-deductible year-end donation of whatever amount of money you want. Let's put our dollars directly where we think they should go. If you're a merchant, sign up to become a Gold Shield member. Go to thegoldshield.us or call 888-526-9111 and you'll see what this is all about. That's 888-526-9111. 100% of the donations go directly to a 501c3 distributed directly to fight veteran suicide as well as cancer research. Thegoldshield.us.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to talk to you about coating your home or business with Rhino Shield. It's a ceramic coating that goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, or whatever coating you presently have. A Rhino Shield process reflects UV rays, saving energy on both cooling and heating of your home or business, saving you money for years to come. Stop throwing away money every 5 years on a needed paint job. Is your commercial building or home in need of repointing brick? Do you have cracks or peeling stucco? Susan's team cleans and repairs the brick, adds a waterproof adhesive primer sealer and ceramic top coat that insulates and waterproofs, and it's done one time. You'll get a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. Go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Read about this unique process and set up a free estimate. rhinoshieldofny.com. Call Susan at 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
All the years I spent with junky vitamins, it did nothing. And these vitamins are just like the best in the whole world. I don't take anything else other than them. When I first started, I was just very, always fatigued and tired. Within 2 days, I felt like a new person. I felt like I was in a different body. I listen all the time on the radio when I'm in the car with commercials about Balance of Nature, and it's really true. Everything really, really works. So I am sold.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Cats at Night with John Katsimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
I don't do cover-ups.
The interesting thing about face of Washington, D.C. right now is the swamp is still defyingly trying to be the swamp, and the president is not having any of it and not giving in. It's just, it's really, truly amazing to watch. And I'm sorry for those of you that are confused about what's going on here. I'm sorry that if some of you got suckered into the Pelosi Schumer presser later in the day where they're like, oh, well, we wanted to do infrastructure, but we went. You went out and told the nation that you thought he was lying to them and covering up. And then you decide to go do a meeting with him, and you don't expect him to have some sort of response. And oh, by the way, everything he said is true. 1,000,004 documents. There's been no administration that's come half as close to being as transparent as this one has. And he's not involved in covering up anything. 63% of the American people want the country to move on. And what this is clearly going to do, friends, is that there is an infrastructure deal that needs to be done. But it's going to have to be done with Republicans owning both houses of Congress. Because what Nancy Pelosi has more or less ensured herself of today is that there will never be an opportunity, regardless of what she said, how terrible the meeting was. He came in. The fact that they're even still standing and don't have their hair blown off like from some dragon breath that he had, like that's a miracle to me. You go out on national TV before I come in here to talk to you about working together, and then there's Schumer. God bless anybody that tries to stand between him and a television and a microphone when news is going. Anyway, it's done. They will not do infrastructure this term. Okay, if they do, I'll eat my hat. I've eaten a hat before. I can survive, but it's not going to happen. So what you're going to have to do is give him Nicole Malliotakis on Staten Island. You're going to have to give him Shell Farley in upstate. You're going to have to win that seat that's further upstate that has the numerical advantage. You're going to have to kick Josh Gottheimer out of the 5th District in New Jersey. You're going to have to go win these races because the president needs these representatives there to vote and work with him. We'll get an infrastructure deal done. You just got to give him the right people that are going to vote for it. And I think that, I don't mean rhinos. I mean, you got to have real strong spined people that believe in making America great and keeping America great for as long as America can be great. What about that? Don't you understand? I'm Kevin McCullough.